Unit 4. Social Issues. Reading 1. Illegal Immigration. Moving to a foreign country is a scary idea for some people. This is especially true if they must leave their possessions, friends, and even families behind. Nonetheless, millions of people do this every year. Moreover, many are breaking laws in order to migrate. The World Migration Report, published by the International Organization for Migration, says as many as 3 million unauthorized migrants were living in Europe in 1998. This is a large increase from 1991, when there were less than 2 million. The steady decrease in legal immigration is one reason for the increase in illegal movement. However, the demand for foreign labor has not decreased in many areas. The foreigners who want those jobs must immigrate illegally to work. Illegal immigration is a global problem, and it requires a fitting solution. A global solution would need to include ways to prevent illegal immigration, punish those who immigrate illegally, and return illegal immigrants to their home countries. One way to prevent immigration is to create more jobs in the immigrants' home countries. If they can find good jobs at home, they will have no reason to immigrate. A truly global economy would mean that each country has enough jobs. Second, people need to be warned against illegal immigration before they leave their home countries. If more people are educated about the risks, maybe fewer will break the law. Measures to penalize illegal immigration are also important. The immigrants, though, are not the only ones who need to be punished. Smugglers are people who transport immigrants into a country illegally. The immigrants must pay the smugglers a high fee, so smuggling immigrants is a very profitable business. Punishment needs to focus on the smugglers. Moreover, countries need to make laws together so there is a clear message to smugglers and immigrants. Finally, the laws need to be enforced. The best law in the world is useless if everyone ignores it. The last part of the solution needs to provide ways to return immigrants to their home countries. It is best if immigrants leave by choice. The foreign government might even provide assistance to help them return home. To fulfill this solution, governments should establish phone numbers where immigrants can call for help in returning to their countries. Additionally, governments need to consider each case. Sometimes it might be better to let some people remain in the new country. For example, some immigrants cannot return home for political reasons. Illegal immigration will continue to be a problem until economic prosperity and equality reaches every country. Until that day comes, countries must start to cooperate to establish a global solution embracing prevention, punishment, and the return of immigrants to their home countries.